So today on No Experience Needed, we're going to talk to Dave about his dating history, what's gone well, what's gone really poorly. We're going to show him some of the matches that we've made, and finally we're going to prep him for his big date. Today and more on No Experience Needed. Hello everyone, and welcome to the first full episode of No Experience Needed. My name's Andy.
And I'm Joe. And our bachelor is Dave.
Dave, say hello.
Hello.
Boy, just dripping with masculinity. So before we get started today, a couple quick advertising plugs. Check out our website, noexperienceneededpodcast.com, and our Instagram at Morale Bros, and our other website, moralebros.com, all proudly sponsored by Rap Snacks. Joe, what flavor do we have today?
This week on Rap Snacks, we've got the Lil Yachty edition. It is a flaming hot Cheeto mixed with lime, and it is succulent.
Wow.
it's kind of good. It's really good, actually.
Yeah, they're really good. Considering it's someone's hair, it's what they're modeled after, they're great.
Hey, man.
What are you going to do?
They're spicy.
So, we've talked a little bit about this in our teaser episode, but I think it's a good time for us to kind of go through what we're doing on this podcast and what are we doing? What are we trying to help Dave with?
We have no idea what we're doing.
So the entire premise of this podcast is that Joe and I completely missed online dating. And so I think it's really interesting how people go through and match and go on all these dates, and we just never did it. And so the idea is, can two people that have never online dated and that are very dumb help a third find some online dates?
Who's even dumber?
Hey.
So we talked a little bit in episode zero, but just to recap, we act as Dave on this dating app to the best of our abilities. And so we talk about the things he's interested in, and we try and be his personality. We are not catfishing anybody. We are simply just getting them to a date. Dave shows up, and it is on him to actually have the date.
Really, we're a dating concierge.
We really are.
How did you find something else to mess with? I don't get it. We took all the toys away from you, anything that makes noise, and you find the one thing. What is happening?
So for everyone at home, Dave found a 3-inch tall Bruce Lee, not Jackie Chan.
This is awesome.
And took the nunchucks out of his hand and waved them around in the air. The nunchucks are about an inch and a half long. And
this is awesome. And we actually spent a while trying to clean the area in front of Dave so he didn't have anything that he was going to get distracted by and potentially make noise. And, you know, apparently it didn't work out. We weren't good enough.
It didn't work out at all. So Dave.
Hi.
So give us a little background. How has dating been for you as a 23-year-old man in Austin, Texas? 23-year-old boy.
Man, thank you.
Boy.
It's been interesting.
Okay.
There's only a couple ways, you know, you can, like, go and, like, meet other people nowadays, right? It's either it's through friends of friends, or you are on dating apps. As you all know, the dating apps, there's the right way of the game and the wrong way of the game. It's tough out there. It's really, you can get catfished. It's really rough
out
there.
Have you been catfished?
Yeah, I've been catfished, and it wasn't my fault.
So,
honestly,
how does it feel when you show up and the person you're meeting is not who is in the photos? Like, how did you feel? Because you were out there looking for love. You're out in the streets looking for that right
person.
It's
like a, oh shit, yeah. How do I get out of this feeling?
So you panicked.
Yeah, like, for sure. I texted my friend. I was like, yo, I need you to call me, like, now. SOS, like, emergency. Need you to call me.
Right.
Well, not now, in, like, 2 minutes.
Right. You don't want to be fishy. You're already being catfished. You don't want to be fishy on top of that.
Exactly, right. So, like, I saw the person. Mm-hmm. I recognized. I found the problem.
Yeah.
And I had to solve it for it, you know? And I was like, you know, we're going to have to come up with some shit to get out of this. And this person approached and we shook hands and met. And they were very interested to, you know, go on this date and continue on.
Why wouldn't you be interested?
I needed to get out of this date immediately before the date. So, you know, my good friend gave me a call and I found a reason to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, very politely took a rain check and never actually followed up on the rain check.
So how many times have you been catfished?
I've been catfished twice. That was the first time I was like young and naive.
Yeah, because you are 23, so like...
That was like when I was 19, probably. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
young and naive.
You know. Sure. I mean, everyone at 19 met strangers on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you meet people nowadays. You don't know about this.
No, that's what I'm saying. We don't.
Yeah. This is, you know.
Weird. So it's like tough out there. Everybody's probably got a good 2 to 3 catfishes.
Yeah.
Not everybody. You know, some people that are dumber than the other ones probably are more catfish than other people.
And where do you think you fall on that spectrum?
I'm definitely on the dumber side of the dating spectrum. For sure.
And that's where we come into play.
Yeah, I'm single. What do you
think of me? And have you...
Shit's hard out there.
Have you met anyone online dating that you thought this could be like a significant relationship?
Yeah. I mean, I messed one up for sure. It was like, it really went really well, a Tinder date. And it turned out to be like a friend of a friend. And it went well, but timing wasn't right and things didn't work out. But yeah, so that didn't work out. But another time, I think I bought too many bread and that one kind of went south.
What do you mean you bought too many bread?
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. So, Cheesecake Factory.
So, your first day, Cheesecake Factory.
It was the first day.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Great go-to spot.
I mean, great bread.
The menu is endless.
See, I wouldn't...
It's actually endless.
Yeah, 85 see, pages. I don't really don't like the menu.
Yeah.
It doesn't have pictures. You don't really see what you eat.
Okay.
I'd like to have the pictures on the menu. So
sure.
If you hear Cheesecake Factory, please add photos to your menu.
We'd also be gladly sponsored by the Cheesecake Factory.
And?
100%. I'll eat cheesecake a day for a year.
Dude, Cheesecake Factory is so good. No, you do want the wheat bread. I bought 5 loaves that night.
So walk us through it. On a date, you meet a stranger. Do you guys sit at a booth or a table?
We sit at a table.
Okay.
And then...
Did you guys order drinks? Did you get appetizers?
Yeah. So we got some calamari, some fried calamari.
Wow.
Great choice.
So good.
Bold move.
Great, yeah.
So good. Yeah, and they had some sort of dip.
Love a good dip.
It's really a marinara sauce. Yeah.
Was it? I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was really good. But then, let me tell you.
Okay.
This guy, I don't remember what his name was, bless his heart, the waiter, he was so good. He brought this warm plate of bread. Like white bread, but then the brown wheat bread, man. Yes.
It's that honey wheat.
It's so good. Mm. Yeah. So I ended up eating all the brown bread.
So, he brings out the brown bread.
I offered it to her. She had.
Okay. So she had a piece of bread, but like, did you make a big deal about it? Were you talking
about the bread the entire time.
So you talked, instead well, about her.
No. Like, we talked about the, like, we were both talking about the bread.
But you really.
I was very much into the bread. Yeah. I was like, this is the best bread I've ever tasted in my life.
And you've had some bread, you've gotten around.
Yeah, but this is really good bread.
Okay.
And it was like kind
of
sweet.
So you guys ate a bunch of bread, had some calamari.
Oh, yeah, and then we got food.
Then you got food.
Food, and then, before we ordered food, I asked if they sold the loaves of bread. And then waiter was like, yeah, man, we sold them like $3 a loaf. And I was like, that's awesome, give me 5. And so he like backed them up and I got it on my way.
So then they bring the check. They bring your leftovers.
Oh, yeah, I was like, pay it all.
Yeah, and then they brought you 5 loaves of bread.
On the way out, I just got it from the bar.
So you're carrying like a bag,
small
bread.
Small like paper bag.
Yeah,
because the breads are not like baguettes.
I mean, it's a 6 to 8 inch loaf.
Correct. Yeah.
It's like a definitely normal size sandwich.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you walked out. So that probably gets in the way of like your goodbye because you're holding a giant bag of bread.
I mean, when we hugged and everything, I had to.
You had to wrap the bread
with.
Oh
yeah, I had to like wrap her with the bag.
So it like tickled her ear.
I don't know.
Did honestly. It hit her in the back of the head? Like, what?
I'm pretty sure the bread was like smelling so nice.
Yeah.
That she was like just smelling the bread like yeah. all the, just the entire breathing time it in. As I was like hugging her.
Yeah.
I probably should have given her some.
So you didn't offer her bread.
She didn't say that she wanted any.
Did you guys ever talk again?
No.
Do you think it's because of the bread?
May it be related to the bread. Who knows? Like, sure, if she wanted some bread, she could have, like, asked for bread when I said 5 loaves. Like, did she just assume that I was just going to give her, like, 2 loaves of bread?
What would you have... What's a fair assumption? Like, if you have 5 loaves of bread... What's a
why
good,
would I get
what's
five
a good
loaves
part,
of bread?
Like, but I'm saying, like, what's a good parting gift to give a lady? Like, remember me, here's a loaf of bread. That could be your move.
I don't know if I'd like... No, because I needed the 5 loaves of bread.
But you could have always been that guy that, like, this is that guy that gave me bread.
Yeah.
Like, stands out. Who else is going to give
someone
bread? You
know, honestly, at that point, the bread was more important than the...
But that's, like, way better of a sentence. Like, that's the guy that gave me bread, and not, like, that's the guy that gave me, like, craps.
True. See, I at that moment, that bread was so good. I wasn't even actually, like, thinking straight about all these different scenarios.
Sure. So you just...
I just went with the bread, man.
You just took off. Got the bread, took off.
Yeah, because she didn't want to see Riley or hang out after that.
And who's Riley?
Oh, Riley's my dog.
What kind of dog?
A Siberian Husky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's Riley? Why is Riley here?
Yeah. Oh, Riley's at home. She's sleeping. She's tired.
So is that your move after a day if it goes well? Like after dinner, like, hey, you want to come see my dog?
No, I asked if she
eat
wanted
some
to,
bread.
Like, that's funny, but no, so like if a date goes well, like usually go do something else, so yeah. If it's like there's enough time, you know, you could go like do some sort of activity outside.
Sure.
Or like, you know, bowling or whatever.
Yeah.
Cartwheels in the lawn,
great thing.
Outdoor picnic, look at the stars.
Yeah. Well, that's
have
I
some
think
bread.
That's like a different date.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so I offered if she wanted to hang out, and she was like, no, I'm busy.
You didn't give me bread, piece of shit.
I don't know if she wanted bread, man. Whatever. If you wanted bread, you should have said you wanted bread.
So,
connections.
We know that... We should put that in this connection. So we know that you've been catfished a couple times. Who hasn't in online dating?
I guess some
Joe like and I that. Probably have already.
We're going to find out about that later.
Yeah. You've met some interesting people. You like Cheesecake Factory. What else do you like to do for dates?
Pluckers is good.
You like going to a chicken wing place?
Dude, Pluckers is not just a chicken wing place. It's like a place where you can get really, really good food.
Yeah. Chicken wings, primarily.
Well, they do sell chicken only.
I hope you don't get the salad.
Last time was so bad, dude. I'm not getting the salad. I'm getting chicken for sure.
Yeah.
Waffle fries.
Gotta get waffle fries.
Yeah.
So, what's your perfect match? If Joe and I are find you someone that you would go on a date with multiple times, which is the goal of this podcast,
sure.
is to get you to go on three dates
sure.
with one person, what's she look like? What's she like?
She's independent.
Okay. Do you mean like she has a car?
Or like she holds her own.
Okay.
Like she doesn't need somebody else to like get by or like do day-to-day things. Like she
Yeah.
So you're not you're not looking for someone who wants a sugar daddy.
There's a lot of
that
those.
That is like a different path. Like,
I think there's
know,
an
that's,
app for that actually.
Correct.
Like, you're on
but,
that
but
app.
But that's not like a relationship though. That's more I guess
it's transactional.
Sugar, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, right. In a relationship side yep. of things though, like I'm looking for someone that's like chill, like would like hang out with the group of my friends and like hang out with
yeah.
you know, her friends would mix well, like kinda yeah. like on the same level.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about age? How old? You're 23, so perfect match.
I mean, ideally around the same age.
Okay.
So 20. So if we're being on a
be super honest,
ideal
yeah.
match, right? We're
yep.
talking like over 21, under 25, like perfect match.
So
right
in that
sweet spot
yeah.
there. But I mean, if we're talking about hanging out,
we're talking about 3 dates.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call that. You just gotta go 3 dates.
You know, I don't discriminate age, so we can go up to 45 and go down to
yeah.
21.
So we've set you know, just a little teaser, we set it at 60.
Jesus.
We just thought it was like a good round number to start with, right?
Yeah, just in case.
Not 45.
No, the, so we're looking...
Not 40.
We're looking in places that you wouldn't normally look.
We're looking at places you wouldn't look. So we're looking 15
to
60.
That's older than my mom.
15 to 60 is what we're looking at. So, we did put a poster up for you at a high school. So it's got your number on it.
Okay, disclaimers.
Kidding, we didn't do that. It's 18 to 60 is the range.
Very illegal.
Okay, okay.
Which is good.
18 legal.
What's a perfect first date? Where are you guys going? What would you like to do?
You know, I think I'd really like to take somebody to Hobby Lobby once.
Okay, so you've told me this story, and like,
I think taking someone to Hobby Lobby would be excellent. Like, you just like go to Hobby Lobby, maybe like
get not on Sunday because they're not open.
So. Right? Yeah, that's
you can't do like Hobby Lobby.
You go to Michael's. Yeah, probably not. But you know, Hobby Lobby, you can just walk around, talk about shit you can make, or like cool stuff you can like buy, and then you like she finds something cute and you buy it for her, and then you go grab lunch.
So, do you actually do an arts and crafts project?
That'd be actually kind of a cool first date, like some, you know, maybe some models or.
I mean, like I'll be down for like some small like painting thing, like you know, do something like
paint by numbers.
What about
paint by numbers, or just like grab some brush and some paint and just like
just paint each other? It's like that scene in Titanic.
No, where not that.
She says, "Paint me like one of your French girls."
I mean, we could be specific. You know,
yeah. Just, all right.
Yeah, like depends on the lady.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you want, baby.
I hope you don't say that. Whatever you want, baby.
I mean, that might work on the sugar daddy app.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll probably work on the older lady app too.
Yeah.
Because we've got, there's one that.
Dude, I'm actually pretty decent with old ladies. You know, the old ladies like me. Like me.
So before we get into my favorite weekly segment, which is where we show you some of the matches, which we've tentatively titled "Okay, Oh No."
Oh no.
I would like to go over a couple of things that we learned about, and to plug our website again, noexperienceneedpodcast.com. Joe and I are posting a bunch of stuff on there that I think people will like to read, kind of detailed breakdowns of some of the interactions we've had, some of the messages we've sent, some we've received, some crazy people's profiles that we've seen.
And the weird stuff that we're learning from early on, which has been, wow, has it been an experience.
So, Joe, what are a couple of things that we've learned?
Wow. The first thing that right out the gate was how many polygamous relationships are on OkCupid. People
there
that
are a lot of those.
They're looking for a third or a fourth or a fifth or I don't know what it was nuts. Like, just so how many.
Some
were getting married. There were a couple people that's like, oh, they're about to get married.
Are you willing to be a third, fourth, fifth?
No. Yeah.
Is there a number that you'd be willing? Okay. This one check.
That's I'm not comfortable setting.
I mean, I'm definitely not comfortable.
No.
But if that's what you want, that's what
pass,
you want.
No.
Okay.
Pass.
So not into that. There's a lot of people that are very strange on these apps. Like,
oh boy,
you know, we've got, you know, I saw one yesterday that they were simply asking for a donor. They wanted to have a baby.
Oh!
So I swiped yes for you. Said that you might be interested.
No. Well, what do you mean?
It's completely non-sexual, they said. They said they're just looking for someone to donate.
Is this too, like, female?
It's the most unique OkCupid post I think we came across.
It was simply an ad looking for...
I'm simply not interested.
That's the correct answer. Good job.
There is. There was a lady.
Oh boy.
That specializes in pain and submission.
A who now?
Pain and submission. So she would tie you up.
A dominatrix would be another term.
Yep.
How old is this person?
I don't know if that's the question you want to be asking. I think the question that that she's probably going to ask her, like, what your limits are. And, like, how much pain are you willing to
not endure? Interested.
And what's your safe word?
Okay, so you are...
Pineapple.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you're seeing her on the weekend.
I'm not.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. I am not.
She said, "Be prepared."
Not gonna be here.
Joe, what else? Anything else that you want to cover?
There was an alarming amount of girls that are also trying to be like Snapchat famous. So looking for followers, and I don't know how they're trying to monetize any of that stuff. Frankly, I wish I knew, because then maybe I could start myself what they're trying to do. Because they're,
I'll show some skin.
Yeah,
I'm willing to.
Yeah, they're posting. Yeah, they're being very risque and promiscuous on what they're doing.
Joe?
I do not.
Man, you need to get on Snapchat, dude.
I thought Snapchat was dead.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do.
Nah,
it's all Instagram stories now.
Ooh, you're right. Insta is better.
And there's generally just a lot of people letting their freak flags fly on there, which is, that's good.
I mean, my personal favorite was
this is scary.
A lady that went into a pretty good amount of detail about the tarantulas that she had in her yard.
Dude, this tarantula person is I'm not going to kill tarantulas.
And she needs help. And I think
call
that'd be a great first aid.
That's
expensive. And I offered for you to go shirtless, Vladimir Putin style, and go out there and kill some tarantulas.
I'm not sure.
I think that's a really cool first date.
That's a good idea.
That's a cool first date.
Yeah, sure, it's cool. Is it a good idea?
The best ones never are.
Let's ponder on that one.
Okay. We can ponder.
Yeah.
So we're about the halfway mark, and I think it's time for our favorite segment, Okay, Oh No.
This is the first one, huh?
This is the first one. So, Dave, what we're going to do is Joe and I are going to reveal to you some of the matches and conversations that we've created over the last couple weeks. Really, we'll take this kind of slow and say, like, hey, this is so-and-so.
Am I going to cry?
I can't answer that. I don't know. You might be so happy. One thing that I think is good to talk about is that all of these are great conversations. I think we've done a really good job of representing you. I've affectionately referred to you as the king of the domain. Which
on multiple occasions.
For those of you not in Austin, Texas, that is a pretty popular area of the domain. And our buddy Dave is now the unofficial king of the domain. So if you're out on a Friday or Saturday,
oh my God,
good chance you might see him being politely escorted out.
It has happened before. I've been kicked out of Kung Fu before.
I'm not surprised. You're a bad boy.
I can nor confirm or deny that statement.
So, Joe, if you want to go ahead, let's tell our buddy Dave a little bit about one of his matches.
All right, hold on. I don't even know where to start.
I mean, I think
start from the good one. Honestly, get the bad one. Because
we're gonna wrap up with the date you'll be going.
Yeah,
on
so
tomorrow.
We're gonna prep you.
So start from the worst.
Well, none of them are worse. They're all nice ladies.
Yep.
So we'll just kind of go through.
We'll go through some of the lines that we're using as openers.
The fact that your faces are straight but your eyes are laughing, it's the worst part.
I will tell you. One of the things that we found to be really successful, and there's a couple things, but one is that you have a very outgoing sense of humor, right? You just tend to say things that are on your mind. And so we've done that with these pickup lines. One of the girls wrote that she loved hot and spicy or spicy Cheetos. And I wrote, spicy Cheeto, funny, that was my nickname in high school. What was yours? Automatically swiped yes on you.
Nice.
So we're using a lot of like dad humor. Joe's experienced with explored negging a little bit. I think that might be a good one to start the negging conversation.
Where'd she go?
Joe's been looking at these matches and they've just been disappearing from his phone.
Yeah, so people have been deactivating their profiles, so we've been losing some of the messages.
I mean, luckily we have screenshots, which again you can see on our website, noexperiencenedpodcast.com.
I think I might have to go back to the screenshots. Hold on, let me go back through the screenshots.
People are just dropping out.
You got a lot of matches.
Yeah, oh, we've gotten you.
And to be fair, we're only on one dating app. Should we say what app it is?
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
We're proudly sponsored by OkCupid. I mean, we're not sponsored yet, but I have a funny story for you about OkCupid once we're done here. About a celebrity guest. I haven't told you yet. So.
Oh, I was just staring at Andy.
Who's the celebrity guest?
I don't want to say anything to you. I don't want to say anything on
air. Am I going to be here?
Yeah. They're going to help you out.
I know who this is.
Do you? This is an actual celebrity guest, not people we work with.
I'm going to work through. I'm going back through the images. I need to categorize these better so that we can get these. But I'm going to go back through the images. Because what we did, largely what I was doing, as well as a screenshot of a profile, as well as the messages that we were sending.
And Joe, can you see a lot of these?
On the No Experience Needed podcast.
.com.
So, this girl, very descriptive profile, simply said that she is a fun gal.
I like fun gals.
She's a good girl.
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah, so the pickup line that we used that got at least a match out of this one, but no reply.
Oh, man.
You know, should I let him read it?
No, I think you say it out loud.
Okay, so the pickup line that we used on this one was, "You're way too beautiful to have any business being on here. I only hope I can be lucky enough to get catfished by you."
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, so that was her.
Okay. Yeah.
She's gone cold on us.
Fun gal. She went cold though.
Okay.
Just give you an idea what's out there.
She definitely was a catfish. I can tell you that.
For those of you that aren't in this room, just to be clear, that Dave has never seen these photos until right now.
Yep.
So we're using his.
That
photos.
Was not a bad one. That was decent. If it was not.
But we're
catfish.
Using his likeness.
Yeah, probably. Catfish.
To portray him online. So. It's good to see he can now get an idea of what is his name is attached to.
Hey. So, all right, so this
I'm,
one.
I'm glad we're here.
This one was very interesting. So her profile, she's a gamer.
Oh boy.
She has a cat.
You love cats. You're good with cats.
I do like cats.
She's right in your wheelhouse in age range.
Okay.
But she's, you know, trying to figure out her life, which is perfect, right?
We all are.
A lot of 20, I mean, especially 21 to 25 range. What was interesting is that she had a fact that her cat had no teeth.
Ooh, that's a red flag.
Cat had no teeth, which was, I was like, that's weird. So
that's a red flag for sure.
So the opening line that we used on this also got the match.
But no reply?
I'll have to go and double check.
Okay.
Because I think we got a reply on this one. Again, this is you. My dog Riley has teeth. Is that a deal breaker? It's hard to see her, but that's her.
Ah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Very interesting. She plays FIFA? You love FIFA?
No, that was actually Final Fantasy.
Oh, I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
It's too bad.
I think keeping with the weird ones, this is just someone's profile that we matched you with, but I think it's good so you know. So we did say yes to this person, haven't heard back. It says, please read, in all caps. So while my boyfriend is away, I like to set up a glory hole while he's gone.
Oh my god.
And it lets my identity be hidden so he never finds out. Smiley face. If you're interested in that, let me know. Hee hee.
Hee hee.
Yes, LOL. This is 100% real, and I'm 100% clean. So I expect you to be as well. Smiley face.
Why is there a smiley face there? Is she not clean, or does she not want you to be clean?
It wasn't.
And then
wink.
It asks for you to
smiley face.
Yeah, if it was a wink, it might have been a little.
And then she just says, "Please respect my privacy as I respect yours." So hoping to hear back from her. I think it'd be a great experience.
Is the boyfriend back by now?
I think he travels a lot.
Yeah, probably in outside sales. Who knows? So this
one, could get along.
This one, again, in your age range.
Okay.
self-summary, a little bit simple. Simply says they're awesome. But you're an 86% match with this person.
That's a great number.
So the percentage of matching is based on questions that we've answered as you. It matches people up, how similar they are as you.
That's a good rate.
And the message that we simply sent them, we did get a match, and we started a conversation, was, "What up, boo?" And you just see the profile of what I just described.
Is that the guy?
Look at the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I was bored.
Joe, do you want to show Dave the big smile profile?
Ooh.
I think that's
some
of our
best
work.
That one's in the messages. This one we've actually...
Y'all are holding back.
So here's the thing, though. The only downside to this one is it's a little bit of a drive.
Yep.
She's in San Antonio.
I'm not going to anywhere else. I will go to Dallas. I'm not going to San Antonio.
She might be willing to meet...
Yeah, halfway.
To meet halfway, maybe in Buda. I think they have a Pluckers there, which would be great for you.
Wait, we can't do Pluckers every date.
Why not? You love
That's
Pluckers.
Your move.
No, yeah. It's not.
We've That's only just, got just two things that work for you so far. Pluckers as a first
Pluckers
date.
Pluckers works.
And your dog. Those are your two money makers.
Fine. So Pluckers it is.
Here's the thing. She's she got a really big smile.
This is worrying.
She
That's why this is called okay
oh
no.
Yeah. Oh no.
So she's very clear. She's very happy. Her profile is super positive. This is one that, again, you have a pretty high match ratio. It's only 70%, but based on who you've matched with, it's gone pretty well. So the message that we use, which started a conversation, and we basically got her closed. We just need to schedule a date for her in one of those that you guys would meet in the middle. So here's how we started the conversation. Girl, you got a smile as big as the state of Texas.
Oh my god.
How could you be so happy when we haven't even met yet?
She replied to that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, she, and guess what? Andy just told you what works well every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your dog and Pluckers. Mm-hmm. Her reply was easy, the pictures of your dog.
That thing's your dog's a chick magnet.
That is the closer. So here's her profile.
That's a big old smile.
Oh, oh yeah. No.
Super happy.
Oh, no.
Super happy.
San Antonio.
Here's the thing. San Antonio is lovely this time of year.
Yeah.
It is a delight.
Said no one ever.
Said a lot of people, actually.
All the flowers and trees are blooming.
The Riverwalk is lovely this time of year.
It's the worst things ever. The Spurs. It has San Antonio.
We got you a date with her and Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan is actually a pretty dope dude, but wasted talent at the Spurs. Speechless. This doesn't matter.
Joe, I think we should take it up a notch.
Uh-oh.
And show him the tarantula profile.
Show me the DY.
I think I just pulled up the kids one.
We can look at. So we haven't talked about
kids.
That. But for someone to go on three dates with, you're open.
Oh, the stepdad.
We don't want you to be a stepdad. Are you just open to potentially dating someone as a kid?
Depends on the mom.
That's the thing. Depends.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Always.
We're just trying to get you to a date.
Sure.
It's up to you if you like her.
Sure. I've hung out with
moms. With mom. Moms love Dave.
Kids that don't name before.
Yeah.
All right, so this one was interesting. So it was another 80%+ match.
It's a great number.
Solid
80
B.
80 is a good number, yeah.
That's a solid
it's
B.
It's a solid B.
C's good degrees, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
So with this one, she works nights, which is interesting, and she's a Disney fanatic. She's big into...
Do you like Disney movies?
How do you feel about Disney?
I like Lion King.
Okay. That's classic Disney.
Yeah.
It's
OG.
I loved...
Have you been to Disney World, Disneyland?
I haven't.
You haven't?
But that would be a good place to talk about.
That'd be a great first date.
That would be cool.
Fly to Orlando.
Date? No, I don't know about that.
Fly to Orlando. Stay at the Disneyland Resort.
Talk about the entire 3 dates that you are going on. Yeah. We can go to Disneyland. We'd never go actually to Disneyland.
But what if you do? Because they're a proud sponsor of this podcast.
I mean, if you gave me a ticket, I wouldn't say no.
It's good to know.
Okay. So, this is where I used my dad mode and love of Disney.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Joe's
as dad. As the intro. Kind of switched it up a notch. I said, hey, what's your second favorite ride at Disney World?
That's a question you would ask.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Yeah, that's you.
You got to think about it a second. For sure. Don't give me your first favorite. I don't care about your first favorite.
It's probably Batman, the first one.
Take it.
I'm pretty sure that's not
Six Flags, right?
They're very different.
Okay, we're going to need to school you on some Disney.
I don't know the rides before you go on this date.
Because this is one
Star Wars one?
Do you even like Star Wars?
No.
That's actually one of the other.
That'll be the next one we talk about.
So, second favorite ride at Disney World. She said second favorite was Space Mountain. So immediately went on
the roller coaster.
That's not a bad one. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm down with the cause.
So immediately we went on the offensive. Oh no, that's my first fave. Nothing comes between me and Space Mountain.
Uh-oh.
Just wanted to challenge it a little bit, see what happens, right? A little challenger sale potential here.
Sure, sure.
And she continues to go on. She loves Little Mermaid. And you know, conversation continues. And
I've never been.
It's okay. You don't.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
So we get. You know, we're continuing in conversation. This is one that we could close. You know, that's kind of where it becomes more visible that she has a child. So it's like, all right. So you know,
feel it out.
Yeah. Let's feel this out so that I'm trying to put you in a good position, in a good situation here.
Yeah.
And her child is six. And
he said you were gonna say like an infant.
Hold on until the mic drops. The child is six, and according to the profile, she's 20.
Do that math on that.
Whoa.
So you guys are seeing each other next Tuesday.
You're
helping pick up the kid from school.
I am not.
I didn't want to put you in an uncomfortable situation. That stopped there.
Oh, no.
So that was an interesting one.
Wow. Wait, she's 20?
Mm-hmm.
According to the profile,
she might be lying about her age.
Holy moly.
Holy macaroni.
All right, so Star Wars, we plugged Star Wars. So here's another
one. This is a good one. This is close.
This is actually this one is pretty much closed. We just got to work on scheduling. We're thinking she probably works retail. We're not sure yet. But based on, like, it was like a Monday, and she's like, I don't know what my schedule is for the week. Like that.
Yeah.
That's probably
she could be, it could be a restaurant.
Yeah.
Could be potentially. That's very true.
Could be a student.
So we'll figure out. But age range, great age. Oh, I mean.
Yeah, right in your age range.
A little bit older. 82% match.
A great number.
Crushing it.
Sure.
She.
Elite score is high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much so. So let's see. We got. She's been in Austin for quite a while, about 10 years. So that's
that
she's
works out.
She's darn near an Austin local.
Sure.
She likes photography.
You love photography.
I like taking photos for sure.
Watching movies.
I can
big
watch
into
movies.
Movies.
Yep.
Just not.
Except the superhero ones,
So she's really into that. Well, one of the biggest things that she's into, because there's a section where it's, you know, six things I could not live without. Star Wars.
This is great.
Star Wars, Xbox, and tacos are in there.
So great. You like
tacos and
you
Xbox
like
are fine.
Two of those,
yeah.
A lot.
We got two of the three,
and then one we just have to compromise.
Great. Guess what? We knew our intro right then and there.
Yeah.
So, started off with, hey, what did you think of the most recent Star Wars movie?
And then she just went on a rant, probably.
No, she kept it short and simple.
Oh, okay.
Hot pile of garbage.
Oh, wow.
Which it was.
Here's I think, where we closed her, was in our second message. Oh my goodness, I can't tell if you're describing an ex of mine or Star Wars.
That's a good one.
Like continuing on the Star Wars qualification questions, what's your favorite movie of the series? So she continues to tell us Revenge and Return are the top two to watch. She loves Rogue One, which is a great story. You know, great story in Rogue One.
Sure.
You don't know that because you're not a fan of Star Wars. That's fine.
I've heard about it. Sure.
Get ready for this. So here's where we lock it down even more. does it bother you that I actually haven't seen a Star Wars movie, but my best friends tell me the most recent one was terrible, and that means you must be cool?
So, that's actually really funny.
So we've teed this up. This is gold. Teed this up. Keep talking.
Yeah, she's loving you. She thinks she's so funny.
She's loving. So going for the close. The close being a date, right?
Sure.
Yep. So we're going for the close. Feeling pretty confident. I'm probably one and a half whiskeys in at this point.
Yep. It's Joe's sweet spot. That's it's sweet... 1.5 whiskeys, and he's on fire.
I spit hot fire at that point.
He spits out hot fire.
Do you and just your wife sit back and just write messages?
Oh, and she cracks up when I'm doing it. She tells me I'm an idiot while I'm doing this the entire time.
I can only just imagine.
So going for the close, say, all right, so Star Wars and chill then.
Oh my God.
We were hoping you'd watch all 12 Star Wars movies together. In one day.
Oh no!
But I quick message because I wasn't gonna leave that, and I know you know the type of guy you are. You're way too classy for anything stupid like that. So I said, JK, tacos and tequila is more up my alley if you were down.
You love tacos and tequila.
That's a great
tacos
spot.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great spot.
I haven't
spot.
Had tortillas in a really.
You've been doing Whole 30, yeah.
Yeah.
I could go for some tacos.
So
for
listen
sure,
to her response. This is what's great.
So this is where it gets real good, real good. So she's like, I'm always down for tacos and tequila. You know, Star Wars and chill, that's not my scene. Boom. So that was a great move, right? Got her kind of laughing on that. We go to schedule. We're going to schedule it. Like, hey, how about a Wednesday night? Because we're trying to get slot a couple dates in sure. so we could, you know, be ready for this episode. And her response, I'd love to go to TNT, but I work Thursday morning and I'm going to need a day off.
So she's going to go so hard on a first date, she knows already she needs a day off.
Wait, what?
So she's like, I can't go
on
Wednesday.
Say it again. I missed that part.
She said, cool, I'd love to go to Tacos and Tequila. She's on board. She wants to go. Okay? She's like, but I work on Thursday morning and I'm going to need a day off. She needs a recovery day.
She already knows she needs a recovery day.
That is accurate.
Yeah. She's going to go hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to be sick.
I can't. So we're. So here's
You're
the thing.
Gonna be sick.
We need to make sure you don't miss work. So we're going to schedule this one for a weekend.
Damn, this is a Friday.
You guys work with me. This is not a good thing.
This is a Friday.
Can't call in sick.
This is a Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can make
event,
breakfast.
So,
yeah, that's good.
So we're.
It goes that well.
Yeah.
Sounds on board. So.
Let's see your profile.
Profile.
Oh my! Oh my gosh!
She's a nice girl.
She's very cute.
Oh wow!
She's very cute.
This is ending at tacos and tequila for sure.
She's, you know, got what you're looking for. I know that's for sure. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
great.
Yeah.
I think we should show Tarantulas, and then I think we move into prep day for his
date tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do that.
You don't have to text back on that one. That's okay.
Tacos and tequila?
Yeah.
No, that's happening.
No, that's definitely happening.
Yeah.
Fair. Fine.
Dave crushed that conversation. So.
Dave had a great conversation.
Yeah. Dave's so money he doesn't even know it.
The best is the formula that we've found as well. We didn't even touch on that. A lot of times is Andy starting conversations or matching, spending the time doing some of the swiping. And then I come and step in with stupid dad jokes or weird comments and like that. We're actually both running a lot of these conversations, so it gets very interesting.
I think that's what's interesting, too, is that there's two idiots to make up for one idiot.
Yeah.
The more because, the merrier.
The more, and, like, I think we're crushing.
Yeah. Because, again, us combined makes a solid 7. So yeah. I think we're definitely...
And we've never done this.
Yeah.
We've never online dated.
Yeah.
So we're doing well.
We may need to add some more guidelines to these matches, but we'll get there.
Hey, right. We're out here just trying to find...
Tarantulas?
Yeah, so...
Okay.
No, you can't.
Okay. So, Tarantulas. So, quick on the profile. little outside your standard age range, but still high match.
Okay.
High match for you. So she's
outside on lower end or the higher end?
Oh, on the higher end. We're not going much lower.
Okay,
it's
I was like,
strange.
We need to be over 21 for sure.
Correct. I mean, there's a couple that are 19 that are...
Okay. Exceptions.
So she's 37.
Oh. She can't kill damn tarantulas? What did I say about independent?
Well, no, she does describe how she kills tarantulas. Yeah. That's actually a big part of
it. I just offered as...
I'm going to be honest with you. Just being the whole foreign and all, I don't really know what tarantulas look like.
You don't... Do not Google it. I'm telling you, you don't want to look. Because they're a big, poisonous spider.
Why would you want to kill them?
Because they're poisonous menace that are living in her yard.
How do you spell tarantulas?
Don't worry about it. Let's just...
We're going to skip
that. You just got to see the profile.
So she's got a cat.
I thought they were in Australia.
No, that's not right.
No, not at all. They love Austin, actually. Yeah. Especially anywhere Greenbelt related, tarantulas.
That's
all
why
over
I don't
the place.
Go to Greenbelt.
That's fine. Let's just
can't trust them.
So moving on with this. So, alright. So she specifically says she works and supports herself and enjoys her job.
That's great.
Can't kill a damn tarantula.
No, she
Stop
does.
Fixating on the tarantula.
We're trying to get. Gosh. Okay.
So I sure so, hope she works. She's so 37 years old.
So she's not cute.
Like, damn! Like, you're gonna be not working?
She's a good girl.
Girl, she's a woman. I'm a boy. In this case.
So, this is one of the first ones that we matched
this
with.
This is super early. We're still slogging through.
So this was on Joe's birthday.
It was, you're right.
Yeah. And we tried an interesting approach for your pickup line.
Okay.
Yep. So the Aziz Ansari joke is he says,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to Whole Foods, what can I get you?
Yeah.
So we reversed it. So we said, hey, are you going to Whole Foods? Could you pick me up something?
That's a good one.
And Joe, what was her response?
She said, LOL, huh? Yeah, I don't make enough to shop at Whole Foods.
She is 37 and doesn't make enough to shop at Whole Foods? I'm 23. I go to Whole Foods once a month.
when I can afford it.
But she's happy.
Once a month, that's after commission.
Yeah. She's happy. She loves her job. She doesn't need to afford Whole Foods on a regular basis. Come on.
The whole point of this podcast is we're looking places you didn't. We're turning over new rocks. New stone.
You turn over the wrong rocks, I'm telling you.
This is a good rock.
This is a rock that...
This is Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
This is a Dwayne the Rock Johnson can get on with it.
So, we messaged her. She said that one of her favorite bands was the band Lit.
Lit.
But, you know...
I have no idea.
You know the one song.
Legit.
You do. You've heard it a million times.
Is it like on the radio?
Yeah, but it's not a normal song, like, band for people to say they like. Like, it's very strange to say because they're a one-hit wonder.
Oh.
So we talked a little bit about that. This is what I'm really proud of because I offered on your behalf to go. I said, do you need a real man?
Of course you would.
I said, do you need a real man to come to your house and kill those tarantulas? I'm available Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Dude, I'm not.
But we're trying to find you love. Like,
we're throwing out those messages.
So she basically said,
it's
like,
bad luck to kill spiders.
She wrote a novel.
Yeah, she wrote a novel. I don't think we need to read the whole thing.
We're not
going to
read the whole thing, but this is what her response was. Yes.
And she basically said, I don't need you to come kill the spiders, but I would love to get a cup of coffee. And so we're going to set you guys up to go get a cup of coffee. Joe, do you want to show him the profile?
A cup of coffee?
Yeah,
why not?
She and lives in like very...
She's online
Texas.
Now. Should we message now?
Nah, I think...
Okay.
Oh my god.
What? What are you complaining about?
Yo, this is 37 years old.
You specifically stated you like blondes.
Yeah. I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go on a coffee date.
Coffee date.
With Tarantula.
What was your name?
We're not gonna use names. Yeah, we're not using names.
Okay.
But
yeah.
This is Tarantula.
Okay, Tarantula. 5'7", okay.
That's good?
Full finger. What does that mean?
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
So I think it's that time. So we've been doing this for a couple weeks.
I feel a little nauseous now.
So we've been doing this for a couple weeks.
Like, you know when you like are worried that something was gonna happen and something is gonna happen.
So we've done this a couple weeks. And we've set up
Bruce Lee with me to protect me.
And we've set up your first date for tomorrow. So tomorrow you're gonna go to Pluckers.
It's not the Tarantula Lady.
It's not the Tarantula Lady.
We haven't shown her. You haven't seen her profile yet,
but we're gonna go. You're gonna go to Pluckers, your favorite chicken wing place. And this whole conversation started
boneless basket
because she mentioned in her profile that she liked wings and burgers, and so the opening message that I had to her is I said, "Hey, my friends make fun of me because they think Pluckers on a first date is like lame." She's like, "Oh no, I think it's great." Joe, what did she say?
Yeah, her exact response is, "I actually love Pluckers. I agree."
Yeah,
and then her name, "Nice to meet you," like very cordial.
Yeah, very nice girl.
Super sweet.
Sure.
So right out the gate, we're like, "All right, let's do some qualifying questions." So the first question that we hit her with is, "What is your go-to appetizer order at Pluckers?" Because we know.
Hopefully she said holy macaroni.
We know that's your number one because we know you.
You love the holy macaroni,
man. We're gonna have a fight.
So just be clear, you're gonna fight a woman.
Not physically fight, but
okay. I just want to clarify.
You're gonna fight her on your first date.
Yes. Yeah.
Terrible start. So, she says she hardly orders an appetizer, but when she does, it's the fried pickles.
How do you feel about fried pickles?
Honestly,
I like the fried pickles.
Holy macaroni, it's like for sure number one. But then sometimes you're on Whole 30 and can't have a holy macaroni.
But you're willing to break that for the perfect girl.
But you can have pickles.
That's good to know.
Pickles are good.
So we talk about that, right? So she says she likes fried pickles. We're like, we like the holy macaroni.
Fried pickles and or both.
So that's where this date's going.
We specifically stay at, so in the closing question. Now.
I may go to Pluckers tonight.
You cannot. No, I'm going tomorrow.
I'm going to have a preparatory meal for my...
The Last Supper.
So the line that we drop as we close this is, okay, so we need to settle it. We should go sometime and see which is better. She confirms, yep. And then we had scheduling craziness. South by was going on. We had people in and out of town. And then we finally get back in touch and settle on Thursday. She worked until 7.
Yep.
So we set it up tomorrow, 7:30.
You're going.
You're going to meet this lovely lady. So outside of Pluckers, you guys are in 88% match.
That's science. You cannot go against science.
I think it's just questions matched up by each other.
Sorry, 87. 87. I lied.
Still, is that the year you were born?
Huh?
What year were you born?
No, like 90.
94.
Oh, I thought 87 for some
reason. 94.
You're a baby.
I'm a youngin.
So she's like in her profile. She's super bubbly. She loves making people happy. She has a weird sense of humor. That's right up your alley.
Weird is okay.
She loves good.
It's good weird.
She loves good beer, cheeseburger, and chicken wings. Like
that's you in a nutshell.
That is literally the trifecta for you. Yeah. Just to open, and that's like her opening.
Don't peek.
I'm not looking. Yet.
How bad do you want to see though?
I'm interested to see who this is because so far.
How does it sound so far?
So far, it sounds like a nice lady, but so far from the matches that you guys have found, it's probably. I don't even know what to expect.
Good.
So she's very cute.
Okay.
Very cute.
Okay. Yeah. Very in love with mirrors.
I mean, who isn't?
Couple weird mirror pictures.
Okay. Man, I'm interested in Pluckers heavily.
Couple interesting mirror pictures, however.
Scorpio.
Yep, 22.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Sure. Right in that wheelhouse.
4'11".
Yeah.
She's compact.
It's a whole foot smaller.
Yeah, but in her picture, she wears heels.
Yeah.
She can wear 2 feet on 75.
Just make sure. Just make sure you don't wear your lifts tomorrow.
Yeah. That would be so dumb. I'm lucky.
So that's a nice part, right? First date. You'll be punctual.
Yeah. Very punctual.
We told her you're going to be wearing a bright yellow shirt.
It's important.
Okay, I'll wear the yellow shirt.
Yeah, it's important.
Do you think Pluckers is pineapples? Like, as like a
no.
side?
No. You should bring her one, maybe.
I don't think they have pineapples.
That's only a second thing.
That's good, yeah. Yeah. So I know we're right at time.
Okay.
We got to get you ready for tomorrow.
Okay, get me ready.
So how do you feel? You got a date?
I feel a little nauseous.
You have a date that you didn't have.
This one.
You have a date that you have not had. You wouldn't have had without us.
Oh, I agree.
This is a good new thing.
Sure, absolutely. The tarantula is concerning.
Okay, so you're just gonna meet her for coffee.
Probably. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Just she's coffee. Very far north, though.
Where?
Pretty far north.
Like Dallas north?
In between.
Oh, not Tyler, it's Taylor! That's even farther! That's so much farther!
That's on
the other side of Dallas.
So, next time, when we record, so tomorrow after your date, I think it's going to go really well. You're going to take
a
few minutes.
This is it.
This could be it.
And then what happens?
I mean, if we bat 1,000...
We might be batting 1,000.
Which I am currently.
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Set up one friend.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're damn near going to get married.
Hey, they just passed 6 months.
That I think that counts as a victory there.
So what we want you to do is write down...
It's 180 days.
Write down all the way that you feel after the date.
Write it down?
It down on your phone. Make a note. So that when we come back in a week or so to record...
Should I tell her about this?
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
Now, if it goes well, if you guys make it to 3 or 4 dates, then I think you can.
Yeah.
But all we did is get you there. We said nothing that you wouldn't have said.
Sure.
We just sold it well.
Yeah.
Sold it real well.
And now you're here.
We're just continuing to
apply. Out here.
We out here.
Been out here for a week.
So, you're going to wear a yellow shirt.
Yellow shirt.
You're going to go to Pluckers tomorrow.
Pluckers.
Going to have a great dinner. You're going to see what's better, the fried pickles or the holy macaroni.
I mean, I already know, but okay.
Yeah. You're going to buy this girl a nice dinner.
Of course.
Yeah. Be a gentleman.
Of course.
Be a little bit of a bad boy. You are.
Sure. Okay.
And we'll find out how it goes next time.
Yeah. That sounds good to me.
Next time on No Experience Needed, we're going to hear about how Dave's first date went. We're going to show them all the trouble we've gotten into as we expand the apps we get into. And hopefully we're going to prep them for some more dates. Even if she stands you up, you're going to Pluckers tomorrow.
Oh, dude, if she stands you up, you're going to text us and I will meet you there.
Dude, yeah. I've gone to Pluckers alone.
Okay, don't say that. Yeah. Like, don't.
Yeah.